consciousness movement in every town and village. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, he knew, like, he had just a few years' time. Therefore, Prabhupada was so careful, so concerned about establishing ISKCON properly, so that this movement can continue through this institution. So Prabhupada's mission is going to go on through ISKCON, and Srila Prabhupada will remain present on this planet through ISKCON. So anyway, this is the thing that we have to understand, that whatever we have received today is due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And we must serve Srila Prabhupada. This point I always emphasize, that Srila Prabhupada, as the founder Acharya, is the guru of everyone in ISKCON. It is not that Srila Prabhupada is the guru of only his disciples. His disciples, no. As the founder Acharya of ISKCON, whoever joins ISKCON will naturally become Prabhupada's disciple. Not Diksha. If not Diksha, but they will be Prabhupada's Shiksha disciple. And another important thing to remember here, that Shiksha, according to our line, is more important than Diksha. When you look at our Guru Parampara, is it a Diksha Guru Parampara?